Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I want to talk to you about seeing with truth and not emotion. Now, I'm hoping to expound on a lot of emotion audios because that seems to be a troublesome spot for women as well as many other ones too. But for right now, I just wanted to give you a few examples on how I had, and I want to share them with you, I had the opportunity to see things either through emotion or through the truth. And by seeing through truth, it obviously helps keep a person more centered. Women happen to see through emotion a little bit too much. So let me give you a few examples on how we can see through one or the other. The first one would be, Brother Jim met with a man that exposed a ministry. And we happened to meet face to face. He found us. But anyway, they were talking for a couple hours, and we already knew a little bit about this man. He was very nice, to our face anyway. And we knew there were some theological differences there, and Brother Jim was just talking to him a little bit about that religious place that was exposed, but more so just about the general things of God. Brother Jim touched on many different subjects, and me, because I was the bystander, I could see him, his reactions, listening from the outside, I can kind of see the whole picture. And there was a few times that I wondered if he was going to say something, because we knew he had differences in theology ahead of time, not spoken about, we just happened to know. And he never really voiced his opinion or anything. There was a couple times during the conversations that I thought he kind of took a shot at Brother Jim, like in subtly. And I happened to notice these things. And all the way up, but I'll just say the whole conversation seemed to be pretty good. It was all cordial, you know, he never pushed back on anything or whatever. So it gets all the way to the end, and this man says, can I pray for you? And Brother Jim said, well, I want to be careful about that because I don't want to offend you, but we don't pray with people that we don't know if we're fully united with. And immediately that guy got mad. Brother Jim said, well, he goes, no, this guy said, oh, so you're telling me I'm not a Christian? Brother Jim said, no, that's not what I said. Let me try to explain this. And Brother Jim was very, very humble and really trying to be kind and gentle with this man. And he said, no, I just want to explain to you. And the man wouldn't let him finish. He's like, oh, so I can't pray for you. And Brother Jim said, no, I didn't say you can't pray for me. I was just trying to explain to you that we don't pray with people. This guy didn't want nothing to do with it. He was instantly, like a flip of a switch, mad. And he stormed off, got in his car. He started his car up. He yelled something about, I don't need you or your website. I don't need none of that stuff. And it's all about the matter of who claims the Father and the blood of Christ. He has a pretty ecumenical belief. But anyway, he took off. And I felt like I got punched in the gut. I was like, I'm just going to tell you, my first thought was, that is a wicked man. He was a worker of Satan. And this is in the midst of a whole bunch of nasty, wicked people that we've had to deal with. And I thought, that was just another one. I clearly saw that. And I told that to Brother Jim, and I said, you know, he has no love of the brethren. None. God's word says you're supposed to love your brother. He doesn't. Well, wasn't too long after that, I kind of felt harsh in my thoughts. And I was like, well, maybe I was a little too hard. Maybe something different about this. I don't know. But I'm telling you, sisters, it wasn't an hour or two later, this man showed even more wickedness. I don't even want to go into the details of it, but let's just say the things he was saying was purely evil with Brother Jim while they were texting. So I could have looked at this two ways. I could have let my emotions get away with me and go, well, it wasn't what it seemed like. Or I draw the line and I push the emotions away and I go, you know what? I saw what he did. It was very clear. His fruit was easily shown and seen. So that was one example. Another one is tonight, just after we got done doing the video about being ready to give an answer, I was walking through the store and this woman comes up to me and she had her stocking hat pulled way down. She had her mask way up and she was like, I don't know, it's just strange the way it was all set up that way. But anyway, she goes, are you from a church around here? And I said, no, ma'am, I'm not. And I dug a gospel card out. I said, first of all, we're not from around here. And I said, second of all, I said, we don't belong to any man-made organization. I'd love to give you this gospel card. It teaches you how to find eternal life through Jesus Christ, not all these man-made religious systems that are deceiving people. And she kind of cut me off and she said, well, you know, I've been trying to get a job here because of COVID and I'm from out of state. And she gave me this story or whatever. And she goes, I'm really hungry. And I said, oh, you're hungry. I said, I'd be happy to buy you some food, a sandwich or something. And she goes, oh, I was hoping to go to Taco Bell. And I said, well, ma'am, we don't give away money, but I'd be happy to buy you some food. If you want to go, we could pick out some food for you. And she goes, well, just give me 5 minutes. It'd be a lot faster if I went and did it myself. And I said, oh, okay. I said, do you want to just find me? She goes, well, I can meet you up at the checkout counter in 5 minutes. I said, okay. And I walked up there and I was calling Brother Jim. I said, well, I'm thinking she's probably going to take off, but I'm going to go up there and wait my 5 minutes. Well, I saw her one time. Well, let me back up a little bit. About 10 minutes before this, I heard on the loudspeaker, and I never pay attention to their announcements and their music or nothing, but I heard him say it twice. The GM doors will be closing in 10 minutes or something like that. Their general merchandise doors. And it was interesting because as I was standing up there talking to Brother Jim, I thought, well, she can't sneak out that door. And I was kind of like, I don't want to judge her wrong, but I'm pretty sure she's not going to come through on this. She was just looking for money. Well, seems to be that's what it was, because I saw her once. She held up her finger like, oh, I'll be there in a minute. And she ducked around and went around the other way. I waited my time and I walked away. And my flesh could have gone to the emotion part and said, you know, I used to be addicted to alcohol and cigarettes and partying, and I did some drugs and I did prescription drugs, and that could have been me. That definitely could have been me. A lot of bad choices. Praise God, I was protected somehow. I don't know. I should have had DUIs. I should have been in jail. I could have killed people with all the drinking and driving and the absolute insane, crazy things I've done. But that wasn't me. And then I could sit there and think, well, now I understand why all those women, mostly women, men do too, give away money to the beggars, because, you know, they feel bad for them because of all their bad choices. Or I could look at this through truth and go, you know, I gave her a gospel card. God's word says, he promises that if anybody, any man repent and come to him, he won't turn him away. So she could repent. She could be washed clean. God could give her the power to overcome all that, and she could become a child of God. But instead, she's chosen at this point to reap what she's sown. And so I continued shopping, and I turned her over to God and said, well, you know, just like her and all the rest of them, they all have the opportunity too. It's not cold-heartedness. It's just seeing things through the truth. They are what they are. Let me give you one more example here. And this is a good warning I want for you sisters. Say you meet a woman and she has an appearance of godliness. And by that, I mean, you know, you share the same gospel. She believes in the word of God. She claims to love God. She claims to be separated from the world. She kind of looks biblical, but it's kind of snug and it's got adornments on it and her head's not covered. And you notice a little feminism in her, and maybe she's not quite submissive to her husband. And she has a few things that just don't quite line up with the word of God. Now, you could get swept away in your emotions and go, wow, we get along so well. She's helping me with my gardening, and I'm helping her with her cooking, and we really get along well, and she really likes to talk about God and the scriptures and stuff. Now, here's the deal. You try to approach her and share with her that she has some sin in her life, and you would like to help her set herself free from that, help her repent and become obedient and biblically obeying God in these areas. So you take the time and you work with her, and you see over a period of time she's not really interested in it. Now, you could look at this with your flesh and go, well, maybe it's just going to take her a lot more time. Maybe she's newer than what she thinks. Maybe she was just born again and not 10 years ago like she claims. Maybe there's some other forces out there that are making her struggle with all this. Or you can look at it with truth and go, you know, I've really been long-suffering. I've really been trying to go through the scriptures with her. I've really been trying to show her all this, and she doesn't seem to have a heart for repentance and full obedience. Romans 16:17, I must separate. Matthew 10, Jesus came to divide people from who wants to obey and who don't. Matthew 18, if they're in sin, you go to them, and if they don't want to repent, I'm sure most of you know the scriptures. So you could operate in your emotions and stay close to somebody and she'll sweep you away eventually, probably. Or you stand on God's word and see it for truth. She doesn't want to obey. And you must do what you must do. So these are just some simple examples of how we can see through with our emotions, or we can see with truth. And it's just kind of surface level examples, and we'll get into more of them as time goes on. But I really hope this encourages you. And I want to pause this for a second so I can find my scripture verse. Okay, I found it. Proverbs 25:28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Well, sisters, let's put a little bit of like what we're talking about today. Put a concept in here. She that hath no rule over her emotions is like a city broken down and without walls. We're going to be destroyed, sisters, if we walk with our emotions, if we let this world and Satan tear us down by us not being strong in the truth and instead running on emotions. So you're going to hear this from me a lot. I'm going to be hammering on the fact that we women have to learn how to control our emotions and not let them control us. This will help us make sound, truthful decisions as we walk this path in Christ. So hopefully this has been an encouragement to you and a blessing. And until next time, hope you have a joyous evening or day or whatever time it is where you're at. We love you in the Lord. May God be praised.